Christmas is Christmas. It's a time of celebration, the birth of our Lord, and very much look things to look forward to. And we put a lot of work into it, and included a lot of the favourite Christmas carols that are very, very dear to us all and in our faith.
I know this CD is also especially important to you because you have dedicated to your father who passed away earlier this year.
That's right. That's right. We included, like, as well as all the favourite Christmas carols that are very much a part of our Christmas. Dad had his favourites as well, and he was very conscious of very much involved in my music career, even since I was a youngster going to Scorn and Nogue. Many people and your listeners would be familiar with Scorn and Nogue and the Riadori competitions, the pioneers. Dad then, you know, as things developed, he was involved in, you know, he'd stand at the merchant, like the CDs table sometimes, and a lot of people around the country got to know Dad, and sadly we lost Dad in September. He'd cancer related issues in relation to that kind of led to his passing away. But he very, very much was insistent that I make every effort to have the Christmas album ready. He was well aware of all the favourites, but also there was a track called A Time to Remember. That was one of his favourite songs. He used to love singing it in the choir. And once he had always said to me, well, the next one you're going to do, the next album, you might think about including A Time to Remember, Liam Lawton's fantastic piece. And Dad was a great, as I am, and so many people throughout the country are great fans of country music. And I suppose there's a little bit of a country flavour and a traditional Christmas flavour, I suppose, married together in this album. And, you know, it is very much, there's a huge amount of it, even in the inspiration of it, that my dad would be a part of it. And I always promised Dad that wherever my name would be, he'd always be there with me. Mm. So it's one of those things, and I'm just delighted that it has turned out so well. We're already getting tremendous feedback from it, and it's proved very, very positive, and I do believe that Dad would be very proud of it.
And of course, there are many people who will have had a similar experience, James, during the year, and Christmas can be very difficult. So good music is very important.
Well, that was very much to the fore of everything that was going on, you know, when we were doing it and recording the album. And Dad was alive with us when we started, but sadly he wasn't. And I remember on the day I was with him, but there was some work that was underway on the day that he passed away. And it's like everything, Eileen. It kind of, within every community, Christmas is kind of a little bit, shall we say, very sensitive. I think I suppose that this year it's very sensitive for us, the Kilbane family, here at home in Achill. But and a number of families around the place. But I think every Christmas, it's very important to remember, like November, remember those who aren't with us anymore and keep them in our thoughts. But also we have to be very positive because this is a positive project. This is a positive that it came out. And with God's help, it'll be positive if whoever hears it might be able to help them along the way and help them come through Christmas and also bring joy to the hearts of everyone, all of us who want to continue to celebrate, that it's important to celebrate Christmas.